lot of them are thinking about this, and we just sold a company called Plated to Albertsons, and Albertsons is the second largest grocer in the United States. I think they have 3,400 stores. They own Safeway, other brands, and so they're thinking through, right? They have this huge, and they're very dominant on the west side, west coast, kind of Rockies and mountains and west. And so you know, they're thinking through, what do we do? We don't want to give up our locations. There's traffic, etc. But the locations could also be used as mini warehouses. They could also be used for home delivery. Particular fresh products. There's other things that you can do with your physical location that if you had the data and if you had a direct to consumer offering. So in the case of Plated, they could have a Safeway meal kit, for instance, that you could either pick up at the store or you can have the store delivered directly to you. So that is an example of how some people are thinking about reinventing. And I think everyone who has, particularly those people who have chains, like in the food business, delivery has become a major driver of revenues, right? Single location, it's open to the public, but it's, in many ways acts like a commissary. So I am actually a big believer, and you see some of my companies are going the other way. They're opening stores. Warby Parker has over 20 stores. Allbirds just opened a store right here on Prince. Mm-hmm. There's a class of people, category of people who will not buy if they don't touch it, if they don't see it, if they don't get the look and feel. So you need to address those people. Now, in some cases, like in the case of Warby Parker, they're not going to keep inventory in those stores. They're going to be like showrooms and try on whatever glasses. You go, you order them, and they ship them to you so that they don't have those extra costs of keeping inventory, particularly since they have such a wide range of products.
Got it.
It would be difficult.